Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Justine Rotolo, also known as Miss ADD. I hope everybody had a happy July 4th, and I welcome you to the program today. We're going to have some fun with Tom Nardone. We've had him on the program before, and he's just really good, really funny. We always have a great show. Before I bring him on, I just want to remind everyone who's in the Los Angeles area that I run two adult support groups for ADHD through CHAD, Children and Adults with ADD, and it's a nonprofit organization. And the first group is Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9. It's located in Torrance, California, and it's at 2785 Pacific Coast Highway in Torrance. And the name of the school it's held in is the Center for Learning Unlimited. And again, it's Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9. I'm usually there at 7 to introduce myself to anybody who is new coming to the group or for people who just want to come in and talk. A lot of growth, a lot of love, a lot of acceptance in that group. Same thing with the group I run on Thursday nights in Culver City. It's Thursday from 6 to 7:30, a little earlier in time. It's the Share Building is where the meeting is held, 6666 Green Valley Circle. And again, we have a lot of growth going on in that group. A lot of fun, a lot of love, a lot of acceptance. So without further ado, let me bring Tom on so we can have some fun. Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well.
How was your fourth?
I work, but I don't, you know, it's, they were doing hot dogs at work. Giving them to the customers when they came in.
Great.
And they had American flag napkins. And I kind of wondered how people would feel about, you know, with all this flag stuff going on, you know, would feel about wiping mustard right off of their face with the American flag. And no one complained about it. They just grabbed it and wiped it and discarded it as if it were nothing. So, anyway, and you know, I'd have been right there with them. I'm not, you know, putting myself above those people or anything. But anyway, that was the most interesting thing I noted on the 4th, and a lot of fireworks trying to get to sleep last night, or my wife
yeah.
trying to get to sleep.
Do you have any dogs? Because they're usually bothered terribly
of course
by
not.
Fireworks. Yeah, we have a nice
you mean
dog,
a,
but he
you,
doesn't bother.
You mean something that produces only responsibility? No, I don't have a dog.
Yeah, I get that. I understand.
Yeah.
It's Steve who usually
yeah.
takes care of the dog. He walks him, and he's a sweet dog. He's very well-trained. I'm telling Steve that what he needs to do is he needs to become official dog trainer because he's so good at it. But he's not buying
it. That's great that dogs listen to him. Do you?
I don't have to. I'm an adult.
No, that's good. You're the boss, right?
No, I'm not the boss. We just kind of do our own thing, and we just like you and Yvonne, you know, you guys, same way.
Same
or
way.
Yvonne the boss.
Of course. I mean, from day one, I didn't, why would I want all that responsibility of being the boss? When something goes wrong, everybody looks to the boss. I don't want people looking at me. I just want to look at somebody else.
And say, what are you doing to fix this?
Yeah, right. I mean,
so this is a great idea. This show is a great idea. So what do you want to
yeah.
talk about
yeah,
related
was,
to ADHD?
I was joking with my group about, you know, having to come up with a topic for the show. And since we called the show Results of a Lack of Preparation, then
yeah.
any preparation for this show would have been, a lack of it. Cause
right.
We,
exactly. Well, I didn't do any, so I'm just
now,
winging it.
I guess the biggest thing that's new for me is being in Eric Tiver's ADHD productivity coaching group
oh.
that I signed up for. Did I not tell you that?
Well, I thought he was coaching you. I didn't know you had signed up for a group, though.
Well, it's a group coaching kind of a thing, and
okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's. I mean, he gives us a lot of tips and stuff, and you know, and we all come together on an application for called Zoom. So it's like, you know, nine to 12 of us in this, you know, on the screen. It's like the, you know, how the Brady Bunch used to come on.
Yeah.
It
kind of
looks like that,
good.
except each person can like talk, and they've been a lot of fun. So, you know, I have like, you wouldn't believe it. You'd be so proud. I have like a list of, like a notebook with like goals in it.
Wow.
And
what are some of your goals?
I know. Huh?
What are some of your goals?
Well, trying to get my my room up here in my studio taken care of.
Okay.
I worked all day early this week on it. I think it was, I can't remember what day it was. I think it was must have been a Monday. And I actually posted a little, one of those time-lapse videos for it that, so you can watch me do 5 hours of work in like 90 seconds. Yeah, it's pretty impressive
that's
to watch.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that.
It's like, man, that's out. But after watching, it's like hard to believe that took like 4.5-5 hours.
Yeah, to clean up. You mean to get rid of stuff and straighten out?
The reason I hate cleaning this room is, you know, I've got basically there's the room and then there's these two walk-in closets, and of course everything's full, so I had to get rid of a lot of stuff. And Yvonne's excited that the room is clean. Now, she hasn't been up here to see it yet.
Wow!
But what I think we're going to do is on her next day off, we're going to do a podcast show, and we're going to talk about it in here. And I think I'm going to bring the microphone with us into the room across the hall, where a lot of the stuff that I didn't know what to do with is jammed into the guest room. And kind of get her reaction on that live. And that may or may not be a mistake, but it's going to happen.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's not... She's
moving stuff from one room to another. I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
What do you think you want to do with that stuff that's now in the guest room? Do you have any plans for that stuff?
I think a lot of it is going to get thrown away. I think a lot of it will probably just go up in the attic.
Okay.
You know, but the thing is, there's so much crap up there already, and I don't know. Brett's about to leave to go to Connecticut to live, and so.
Oh, how come? Who's in Connecticut?
Oh, he's got family up there.
Oh, okay.
He's going to work with his brother, but anyway, I'm gonna redo his room, so I'm thinking I'm gonna make that the Tom Nardone Man Cave Annex. Now, I haven't sold this idea to Yvonne yet, but I'm actually kind of excited about it, so I'm really hoping
what are you gonna put in that room?
What?
What are you gonna put in that room? The annex.
Maybe just all the fun stuff.
Okay.
Of course, I don't know what. I don't even know. I'll probably just put 5 rows of shelves that go all the way across the room and just jam everything on it. And that way, there's no way I could fill that much stuff. I hate throwing my. Well, the thing is, Yvonne always tells me to throw stuff away. And the thing is, if you know, there's a chance I might need it one day. You know, like these. I've got more cables in storage than I have in use right now. You know, just. I did throw all my S-Video cables away because those are just stupid, and I'll never need them. But like I've got all these cables that I have that all I do is seems like all I do is zip tie them up and put them in totes, and somehow they get out again every time I need one. But
do you ever think about putting them in something clear that you can see? You know.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, like clear Tupperware. That's what I do with my son.
Yeah, if this was on video, I could just turn the camera here and I could show you a whole closet full of empty bins with labels on them that once held what they claimed to hold, but that's no longer the case.
Are they empty now? Did you throw everything out? I mean, did you get rid of everything? Or?
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. It's the only thing that I didn't finish up here was, I mean, I actually got the whole room done, and I actually vacuumed for the first time in, I'm sure, a year.
Whoa.
Yeah, I filled a bag. I mean, you ever fill a bag with one room? Yeah, I filled a bag. But anyway, the carpet was like a different color, which was kind of cool. And I vacuumed it, and I got one of my closets cleaned out, but the one that's left is the one with all the stuff in it. So I'm going to have to get busy on that. But, you know, Eric's group is, you know, it's helped me a lot because, you know, it's like now, you know, whereas before, you know, I would wake up on my day off and you know, wonder, you know, how much or how I planned on wasting my time is, you know, now I kind of, it's just, I don't know, because we meet like 3 times a week. And so it's kind of in my head all the time. You know, it's like every other day during the week there's a meeting. I mean, literally.
Oh, good.
And,
how long is the meeting?
They usually go about 45 minutes or so. So they're not. And Eric, he's pretty tight about, you know, getting off there on time and everything. I mean, we do have people get there late, and so it happens. But yeah, but I wake up now, and it's like, you know, I'm not saying I'm changing. But it's like I think differently now when I get up because I've, you know, Eric, because I got this little notebook with these tabs on it that, you know, today and this week, next month, this month, whatever. And, you know, I've got, like, stuff that I have to, or stuff, really stuff that I want to get done on it. And, you know, the room has gotten clean, and I'm kind of excited about, you know, getting the stuff knocked off that list. And when Eric, you know, talked to me about doing this group, I kind of thought he was joking. I really literally did. And I don't know, I just thought about it, and I told him, that sounds fine. So, because there's a few things that I do want to get done, some personal things and some things that just really need to happen. Like, you know, I need to get in the doctor for a physical, you know, and that's on my list, which I don't want to do that. You know, I don't even eat meat. So I figure, you know, of course, anybody that doesn't eat meat, you know, there couldn't be anything medically wrong with them, right?
Right, exactly, Tom.
That's how I think. But so, you know, there's things like that that I'm going to get done. But it's not like, you know, I think when I'm done with all the things that I want to do, I'm just going to, you know, put the notebook on my shelf and you know, continue to do as I do. It's like I'm taking a brief vacation, or I'm trying to cause myself to really fully appreciate how little I do by taking this 10 weeks and getting a lot done. So,
you know, I have to tell you something, and I do want to hear more about this group. I'm going to ask you some questions, but there is one thing I want to tell you, and this is interesting. Like, I've gone to people's houses, and I've helped them to organize their, you know, rooms or their offices or whatever. And the hardest thing that I've noticed with people with ADHD, and it used to be for me too as well, until I found mindfulness and meditation, which you love to hear about, I had a hard time following through with what I start. Like, I would finish doing something, and then all of a sudden I would realize that the basket that was supposed to be empty was starting to get filled up again. And that's one of the things that I notice. It's hard for people to continue even after things are completely done and cleaned up.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you bring that up.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because, and I don't even think he's seen it yet, but, okay, so I got my room, like, perfect. I mean, I felt like I was staying at a friend's house or something when I went to bed that night and looked around. And I'm not even joking. When I got up the next morning, I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I didn't know where I was because I'm not, you know, I mean, because usually when I look across the ottoman, and I see kind of like, you know, the skyline of the crap that's on my ottoman, but it was like, you know, like clear, like a desert, you know, and I'm like, weird. So it took, I mean, you know, a few seconds, I'm like, oh yeah, clean the room.
Feel good though? When you woke up, did it feel good?
It did. It was just different, you know, I mean,
yeah.
but it's,
yeah.
you know, I mean, it's not like I have a renewed outlook on life because my room is now clean. I mean, I'm glad that it is clean, and it'd be awesome if it would stay that way. And for
right.
this 10 weeks, I'd like to try to keep it that way if possible. So, you know, when I get home, I move this or move that, and, you know, or, you know, I try to clean stuff up as I go, and, you know, but I don't know how long I'll be able to keep that up. It's, I mean, technically, you know, clean my room was on my goal list. I did it. I crossed it off. So, you know, it's done. You know, it's not, you know, there's other things that I have to take care of. But I think I have gotten rid of a lot of things that I really normally probably wouldn't have gotten rid of. You know, and, you know, one of the things that Yvonne really just loves is all the wires that, you know, that it takes to get this podcast show that we do recorded. So, you know, I've made some holes in walls, put the little cup. No, nice ones, and put the cup there
okay.
to make them look like they're supposed to be there. And I got a lot of things hidden like that. So, you know, it's really starting to shape up as far as the studio goes. So
I love it.
That was because that's a big deal to her. You know, she likes to, you know, and it's like Yvonne's like the star of our show. You know, I mean, the way, well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, I kind of, at first she liked to call herself the producer, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm the producer. Okay, well, what's the show about then? What? Well, that's what the producer does, you know? And yeah, nothing? Okay, well, you can be the producer, but I'll just produce every episode. How about that? But you're the producer, right? Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm joking with her. But anyway, so I look, we usually do collaborate on the show. We always do beforehand.
Right.
Except
right.
There's been one or two episodes I didn't tell her what it's about because I wanted her to just, you know, be, you know, react, to have reaction to it on the show. And that worked great. But, you know, we just work through that. And then here, I go upstairs and I get everything ready and get the file open and get all the equipment set up and everything. And she just comes in with her big old cup of coffee and sits down and the show starts. Now, I'm just saying, you know, if you're the star of the show, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, Ellen DeGeneres is back there rigging lights or anything, you know. There's all kinds of people doing that for her. She's the star. She doesn't have to do it. Same thing with Yvonne. She's the star, you know.
Well, she's very funny.
Yeah,
she's
and it's,
very
she
good.
Was on
she's
that.
Very good.
Oh, she's outstanding. And, you know, she was on Eric's show just this last week and, you know, and she was explaining that to Eric, and Eric's response was, well, Yvonne, you deserve that at least.
Yes, yes. She does. Absolutely.
Which is true.
Yep.
You know, I
she's
can't,
great.
I mean, she
and I saw that
complains.
she's so sweet. She gave her hair to cancer victims. I think that was so
nice
of her to
I'll
do.
I'll tell you how that happened. How I found out about that. I was at work, and of course Yvonne works at the same store with me now, which is awesome. I love that.
Right.
And so Yvonne, so I'm up there, and my friend Terry, he says, "Hey Tom, I really like Yvonne's hair." And that was completely out of context. I mean, I left that afternoon and to a woman with long hair that. You know, nice long hair that, you know, that's Yvonne's hair. And so here that Terry says, hey, Tom, I really like Yvonne's hair. And I'm just like, Terry, what the hell does that mean? And he goes, well, she posted a video. She, you know, donated her hair to you know, Locks of Love. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, she posted a Facebook video. And I said, Terry, I think I'm going to go ahead and take my break now. So I went into the break room, and I sat down on the sofa and got my iPod out, and I logged on to Facebook, and there's this short-haired lady on the sofa of my house, and I'm listening to her tell the world at the same, which is exactly, I found out the same way everybody else did. And the real thing about that is that she had talked for along, you know, months and years even about, you know, wanting to get her hair cut short. So, of course, when I heard the Locks of Love thing, I'm like, well, that was pretty sneaky, you know, pretty sneaky way to do that. You know, I mean, what am I going to do, yell at her for or get mad because
no.
she donated her hair to cancer victims? But
no, it was very nice of her
you know,
to
I
do.
And I didn't get mad. I mean, truthfully, I like it. Okay, I'm glad she's gonna have it grow back, and I would like it to grow back, so it's fine. But I'm not really mad about it, and I wasn't mad about it. But I did, you know, joke with her and say, yeah, you just you know use that as an excuse, huh? But now she really did want to, you know, she was just there to get her hair cut, and I guess they had a sign up or something. So she says, you know what, I'll just do that.
I think it's very very sweet of her to do.
Yeah,
I really
very
do.
Nice. Yvonne's
and
very
hair can always
charitable
grow back.
Soul. Pardon?
Hair can always grow back, right?
Always.
Yep.
It can always
so
grow back.
So before you know it, it's going to be long. I really love when people do that kind of thing. I think it's very kind, you know, because there's
yeah,
so many people out there who don't have any hair.
You had a few weeks ago, you had Kim Trumbo on the show, and, you know, I know that I'd seen pictures of her, and she had, like, long hair. Of course, now her hair is really short. And I was just kind of going through her Facebook, or not Facebook, but a YouTube page, and she was at the barber with her long hair, and that's wherever women don't go to the barber, wherever women go to get their hair cut.
Yeah, beauty shop.
And,
beauty shop.
Yeah, okay, there you go. And she was, you know, of course, Kim is, I've never known anybody that generous before in my life, but,
yeah.
You know, she's, you know, there donating her hair to Locks of Love. I figured maybe that's where Yvonne first heard about it. That's where I first
heard
about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that Kim had done that, but that makes sense because
mm-hmm.
she is such a generous person. So, yeah, that makes sense. I love that when people do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. It really is. Yeah. So tell me something. Tell me more about, so how does the group work and what does everybody communicate about, the 10 people that are on there?
Well, I mean, I can talk about it. I can't really, you know, tell you the who and what, obviously, but
right.
it's a private thing. I mean, obviously, I don't care. They can, any of them can tell anybody they want to anything I'm doing in there. I don't really care, but you know, it's odd that it's mostly like professionals that,
wow.
that are in the group. Yeah, I mean, like professional type people. I mean, some
right.
are, you know, like well, anyway, just. Anyway, I think it's like me and maybe one or two other people that I can think of that, you know, most of the goals that they have are personal. I mean, a lot of people, it's like, you know, getting these calls made or those calls made or you know, getting, you know, just different things in their you know, in their career, which,
right.
you know, and here I am. The only thing, you know, I'm just trying to get my room clean. You know, but there's others that are the same way. You know, they got maybe their office is a mess or their desk is disorganized, so they're doing that. I mean, just, you know, different things like that.
Right. And
do you
guys communicate with each other, or is it just they communicate with Eric?
No, actually, there's I know one of the guys offered to help this other guy do something, so they did a private meeting out after our meeting ended. They talked about, I guess they did it. They talked about doing it. And then
okay.
I know that this one girl had mentioned that she'd missed the first meeting and the second meeting because of technical problems that she had. So she was going to do her best today. And so I, you know, reached out and I just said, hey, you know, are you having any technical problems? Do you want to do like a test connect? And she said, oh, yeah, great. So we got some of her problems worked out and she was able to attend the meeting. So, you know, different
great.
Things like that, I suppose.
That's really nice.
Know,
that's really great.
Yeah, and it's Eric has a, you know, a secret Facebook group set up so that, you know, it's just us in there and no one else can come in.
That's really cool.
It doesn't come up on any search. Yeah, doesn't come up on any searches or anything like that. So, you know, the people
don't
have to worry about
it. I like
that.
I'm going to have Eric on the 19th of July, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Eric is a, you know, he is a just a beautiful person. Really
yeah.
great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him at the ADA conference. I barely knew him then, but, you know, it's like I kind of knew Eric before, or right when he was getting his podcast up and going. He actually, when he was trying to figure out how to do the guests and stuff, he was trying to do a test with these Google, to test his internet connection with Google Hangout, and I logged on there, and he had this, I don't know, they have these things where you can put a hat on your character or a mustache or whatever, and he had that, and I'm just like, who the hell is this guy? You know, I mean, I was just kind of doing him a favor, you know.
Right.
But I didn't really know him, but man, what a super guy. And I love his show. I listen to, you know, of course, my own show and yours and his, and I mean, there's others I listen to. I think, I don't know if you talked to her yet. Did you talk to Friedman, Jenny Friedman?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I sent her the message.
Yeah.
But anyway, C and ADHD is her show. She's
yeah.
a fellow blog talker like you are.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoy listening to some of it. It's difficult for me to listen to anybody's show if I don't know them, I've found. Like, looking for new shows to listen to. I don't know. Eric
right.
listens to nothing. Eric does nothing but listens to podcasts. I don't even know if he watches television. He loves podcasts
and
books on tape. I just don't think I couldn't do it. I don't know if I could listen to a book on tape.
No, I don't think I could do it either, to be honest with you. I mean, you always ask me about listening to stuff, and I, you know, have to figure out a way. I listened to that show that you had, The Best of, you know, Us Together. That was just so funny.
That was awesome.
That was so funny.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's one of my favorite shows that we did was that.
Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard. I was laughing more at me. I laughed so hard at you and Yvonne. It's hysterical. But I don't get a chance really to do it, and I should probably just get in at work when I've got an hour break, but I'm trying to study again for my test, and I'm also trying to work on this book that I'm finishing up, and so I got a lot of stuff going on. So, but I'll try to listen to yours and other people's stuff, and, you know, it takes a lot of energy to get all this stuff done, as you well know.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. So, what else is going on?
I don't know. We had a tree fall in the yard.
Oh, my
God.
What
did
you do?
Nothing.
Is it from lightning?
It's still there.
Or?
No, it was just an afternoon thunder shower because it was like, you know, we get them every afternoon just about out here. And it was like over 100 degrees here, which is pretty rare for this part of the country. But anyway, I didn't even realize the tree had fallen. Brett came in and said, hey, you know, there's a tree laying across our front yard. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. And I just went back to what I was doing. That was about an hour later. I'm like, what is he talking about, this tree, anyway? So I went out there, and there's this big, giant tree. And, of course, the first thing I thought about was how involved was I going to be in its removal. and apparently quite involved.
Did you move it?
Nah, it's still there. Still right where it landed.
How are you going to get it out of the yard?
I'm probably just going to have to cut that son of a bitch up and load it in my truck or something. I don't know. It's not like a big, giant sequoia tree or anything like that, but it's, you know, it's not a sapling either. It's like an average tree. So I think it's a big, giant, I don't know the name of it. It's a cedar tree.
Okay. Okay.
It's a big giant cedar tree.
So what did Yvonne say when she came home and saw the tree in the yard?
Well, you know, I tried to see. I've made a video of my reaction to the tree being in the yard once I put it all together that I was probably going to have to be the one to move it, and, you know, noting the fact that if the tree had just fallen like 20 degrees to the left, it might have destroyed some of our house and we could have cashed in on an insurance claim and just walled that part of the house off and say to hell with it and go buy another car or a TV or something. Of course, Yvonne insist on the house getting repaired. She's just like that. But anyway, so I got the video camera out and I figured, well, maybe I'll try to have a little fun with it. So I did make a video, and it was a pretty good video. It got like 1,000 views. So that's a lot for what I do. I don't really make a lot of videos. I never used to bother with it, but Eric does so many videos, and he just, I don't know, I just guess I may be doing more videos in the future.
Okay.
But anyway, I figured as a part two to that video, because Yvonne was at work and she didn't get home until like 11 o'clock that night. So I had the camera on the tripod outside, ready to go. I had my portable microphone ready to go, and I literally sat out there and waited from 11:15 to 12:15. She was working late of all the nights, and I was getting so irritated. But, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal when she got home. You know, I jumped out, and I just got in front of her, between her and the tree, so she couldn't see it. And then she saw it, and she's like, well, we got to get this out of here. I'm like, you know, why? I mean, it's just a tree, you know. Knowing that we have to get rid of
it. It's just going to make the house look prettier.
Yeah, you know, because that's so important, you know. Like, right now, that is having no effect on me at all. There's a tree in my front yard. I don't feel any different. So, it's just the neighbors. Maybe the neighbors don't like to look at it, you know.
Has anybody said anything?
Oh, no, but I've got my recorder handy in case they do, because I want that conversation on the show. Whatever unlucky son of a bitch decides to come and have a discussion with me about the tree, yeah, he's going to be on the show for certain.
I love it, Tom.
I know. I can't... And I'm sure I'll probably make a video of me clearing it, maybe like a time-lapse video of the tree disappearing. It'd be kind of cool to see.
I'll tell you what video
anyway.
I did see. I saw you on the bowl with the book in
your
hand.
Oh, it was the picture? Yeah, I didn't make a video of that.
Oh, I thought...
That was for Rick Green's book.
Okay, and what's the name of the book? Because I couldn't read it.
ADD Stole My Car Keys.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah,
I love it.
I didn't even realize they bought a copy of my book, but they did. And I didn't even know it until they posted this picture of the three of them with their heads stuck together, staring at it in amazement with the book open. And it was really cool of them to do that, and they took a nice picture of it and posted it on their page to help me promote it. So, we're not like, you know, good buddies, but we're very aware of each other, and you know, we kind of do chat back and forth every now and then, and so I thought I'd give him he did that, so I thought I'd try to one up him, so I sent him that picture, and I was really just curious if they would post it on their page, given you know what it was, but they did. Not only that, Rick even commented on it, and he said, oh, and by the way, if you don't have any toilet paper, or no, he says, if you don't agree with anything, feel free to tear out a page and use it, you know. So, what a bunch of great people they are over there at Totally ADD. Just really good sports, really good sense of humor.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting for him. It's always exciting when somebody publishes a new book.
Very exciting. When is yours going to be finished?
I'm sending chapters up to my son as we speak. Both my boys write really well, and my older son is editing it. So I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe in about a month, and then we're going to do something else that's really exciting, but I can't talk about right now because I don't want it to get out until we decide to do it. But when it comes out, it's going to be big. That much I can tell you, and Steve and I are really looking forward to it. So, you know.
Well, if I had I wish I had the discipline to do that.
You do have that discipline. You got to find it, and you know what?
Well,
I never had the discipline either, and I found it. You can find it, believe me.
It's within you.
It is.
I know, but you know, I guess if I had the discipline to not talk about my book, you know, I would have never probably finished it because there was just so many, you know, every person I would speak to, would ask me about it, and it's like, well, you know, shit, you know, I got to do it now. So that's kind of what, helped me to is, you know, the expectations of other people, not withstanding my wife either. She, you know, but,
No, I just, we decided when this came up, this thing that I can't talk about, we just decided that it would be better if we just let it be for a while until we got it all together and then rolled it out. So, yeah, I'm not talking about it. And you
all
can't
right.
make me.
I won't make you. I was thinking about trying to, you know, go around the side of the house and see if I could, you know, sneak in the back door with it. But, you know, I'm not even going to try.
Meh.
You sound really tight-lipped about it. So let's let's just leave it alone.
Yeah, but I am excited. So you'll be the first to know. You'll be the first to know, I promise.
Well, that's, hey,
I'll come on.
Honor.
Oh, I can't come on your show because you – do you ever have
you
people
can.
On your show?
You know, I had Gina on the show, Gina, the Extreme Mom. You had her on, I thought.
Yes, I did.
Maybe you didn't. Okay, right.
Yes, I – no,
so
yes, I
had Gina.
No, I had Super ADD Mom on, right?
Right, okay. Well, Gina Fenton, the Extreme Mom, she very, very special to the Tom Nardone show and TomNardone.net. She's helped us out a bunch with, you know, helping us, you know, to get out there. Matter of fact, you know, she's responsible for my biggest day on the site and the second biggest, actually. So, you know, we definitely wanted to have her on because we both love Gina. And we had I had Eric on the show, which is, you know, the longest show that we'll probably ever do, which is an hour and a half. Normally we run about 25 to 35 minutes with maybe gusts to 40. But, you know, it's like I even got a Twitter from somebody today that asked about, you know, do you have comedians on your show, you know, or whatever.
Right.
But I don't know. I've not – as far as the guest thing, you know, I think Yvonne and I do just fine – on our own, and it's not that I don't want to guess. I mean, we'll have guests in the future, and you'll certainly be among them. I was talking to Yvonne about that a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. But and I've just now actually, last night, you know, worked it out so that we could have a guest on, and they would sound as good as we do. So by using Zoom or whatever, with my little recorder thing that we use. But I guess when I started the show, the podcast, I really thought it would be a, you know, I mean, I wrote down a guest list, a list of just people that I would like to have on the show. And, you know, of course, a bunch of my, you know, coach friends or, you know, doctors that I know and all that. And I just, but then, you know, I procrastinated so much about contacting any of them or setting anything up. And Yvonne and I just started doing the show.
Yeah, which is
and,
great.
And now it's just like, it's just kind of, you know, it's like, that's just what it is now. It's just, you know, it's Yvonne and I having our little disputes on the air. And they're not always disputes. I mean, there's, I find that those are the better shows, though. But there's a lot of things that we, you know, we do agree on. But I think the next show we do will be something about, probably maybe another show about Eric's group, kind of an update show there. And then I think I started putting, we're going to do about finances. I mean, I know there's other people who, I know Eric had a financial guy on his show, and Eric does a straight up, you know yourself, get better kind of a show. But Eric, but he, there's so much of Eric in his show though. You know, same with you. You know, you have the people on. Like, I don't know if you ever had a financial guy on.
No, that's a great idea because I know people with ADHD have a real problem with that. Yeah, I was one of those people.
Right, and you'd like to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
see,
I went through a bankruptcy.
That's not at all what our show will be about when it's on finances.
Right.
It'll be about the shit going on here.
Yeah, which is great because you want to know something? What I think is wonderful about you and Yvonne. And this is what I said this before. I'm going to say it again because it's so powerful to me, is there's a total acceptance of the two of you, of each other, and love. And it's, you have so much fun together. And that's kind of like Steve and I. We have a lot of fun together. We laugh a lot. We can make jokes about, you know, his messy desk or, you know, because, you know, he'll clean it up. This is what I mean. He'll clean it up, and then a week later, it's got piles of shit on it again. And I'm looking at him, and he's laughing, saying, yeah, I know, I got to get rid of this stuff. But we laugh about stuff. We don't get angry at each other, and we don't try to put each other down. just like you two. And I think that's a real powerful show to have on. Just the way you
yeah.
two connect is really important.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I mean, I just really enjoy talking into the microphone. It's fun to, you know, for me, it's, you know, the intros that we do for the show are a lot of fun. We had a very good coaching friend of mine, Carolyn D'Argenio. Her kids, you know, have you heard of this app called Periscope?
No.
Okay, shocker. Anyway,
right. You know me.
No, I'm kidding you. Periscope
I'm stuck in the world of mindfulness and meditation.
It kind of works with Twitter, with your Twitter account. And basically, you can do a live, only from your phone. It doesn't work from the house, but only from your phone. And you can do like a live video broadcast, you know, over Twitter to your Twitter friends if they have the Periscope app.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, like, the one I got my new little tripod for my phone or my iPod set up. And just for fun, I just turned the camera to the TV when I was playing Assassin's Creed, and I just hit broadcast. And, you know, there's like 77 people watching me play play this game. Yeah. The problem, and Eric and I have been talking about it, but this problem isn't so much for me as much as it is for Eric and would be for you because you guys have guests. And the
right.
problem is that if Eric were to, or anybody were to watch, you know, like broadcast their podcast on Periscope, you know, we're having trouble figuring out how to get the guest and their audio also on it because it's just the phone, right?
Right.
So I think me and Yvonne broadcasted one show on Periscope that we did, and I don't remember which one it was, but I mean, it was like 140 people watching us live.
Wow.
So it was kind of exciting.
That's really
anyway,
cool, but you've got to have some kind of camera.
Your iPhone.
Oh, it's through your iPhone. Okay.
Yeah, it's an
gotcha.
App for your iPhone. Yeah.
Okay. Can you use it on your iPad?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty sure it works on the iPad, too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Can't imagine. It's an iOS app, so it shouldn't be any problem with that.
Okay. It sounds like fun. Maybe someday we'll try something like that. But, again, I got guests. Unless I bring the guests to the house.
Yeah, now
which I have done
that would work. Yeah, if the guests were at the house, that would work
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Now you taught me something new.
Yeah, Eric. But you know, Eric, he doesn't like being billed as the app guy. He likes to be the solution guy. You know, but
right.
he knows apps. I mean, if you'd be hard to stump Eric. I mean, if there's an app to solve some problem, he's probably has it and uses it or downloaded it or tried it before. He seems to be pretty up on a lot of the technology, especially as it pertains to technology.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not the app person unless it's meditation and mindfulness. I got a lot of them. A lot
yeah,
of those apps
but, I mean,
for guided meditation.
But we don't really have any big plans to, you know, change the show format right at I mean, I'm not saying if we had an opportunity to, you know, for a guest that came by that we thought would be, but I think the way we talked about this a lot, about the whole guest thing, and if we do have, like when Eric came on, it wasn't like a show that I hosted, and it was about, you know, Eric and what Eric does. I mean, that all got in there at some point, I'm sure, but it was just, the show was about what it was about, and then Eric was just, like, part of the conversation. It, like, you know, where, you know, so if, say, Yvonne and I did, so let's say we do our show on finances. I mean, we might have a guest come in. We're not going to, but, I mean, if we were going to have a guest, we might have a guest who is a financial expert to come in and just to be a part of the conversation with us, not necessarily, you know, as a go-between or as an expert, but just as a person who was pretty familiar, or even a person who was really opinionated about, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the thing is, it's, you know, I really couldn't decide between doing the show with Blog Talk or just going the Libsyn way like everybody, you know, a lot of other people do. And I think that I just got to thinking about it, and it's like, you know, the way Yvonne and I do our shows, it's just like, okay, we're doing a show tomorrow. Okay, let's do a show today. Oh, yeah, okay, great. And then we'll do one. Maybe we'll plan to do three, but after the first one, it just took so much out of us. Well, you know, I don't have another show with me. One day we did three shows.
Wow.
For a couple of days. 2 days, I think, we've done three shows in a day. And, you know, it was a lot of fun, but, boy, it's really tiring. You know, and then having to change gears and another subject and it being not having stuff from the old show. We don't do a lot of editing, so, you know, luckily. But what you were asking me about the guests that we've had. So Gina and Eric. But actually, I haven't really thought about another guest. I don't really think about it. It's just when I think about the show, it's just I always think of me and Yvonne up here in our microphones and having our arguments, and it's like, all right, good show, you know.
So when Eric was on, you had him call in?
No. Eric zoomed in. He was using the Zoom app.
Oh, the Zoom app. Okay.
Yeah, because the same app we use in our productivity classes. The cool thing about Zoom is that, you know, when you're done with the meeting, it takes the audio and the video, and it converts the whole meeting into one video file and one audio file.
Wow.
So when the meeting was over, I've got the show right there, and I just got to, you know, edit off the beginning part and the end part, and then just put the bumper on it and the tail, and, you know, convert it to a small enough file that people can download, and then that's that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
But it's funny.
I like that.
If I even mention the word, like, podcast in front of somebody who may not know me that well, say, wow, they're really impressed. Like, wow, you have a podcast? Really? How do you listen to it? I said, no, you got an iPhone? So let me show you. And I'll just subscribe them to the show.
Yeah.
I'll just
No, there's a lot of people that don't, they don't know about how to do it. I know. That much I do
know.
Yeah,
no, there's an app, right? And I got your show and Eric's show and Jenny's show and a couple others, and it's just right there. So anytime there's a new show, I get notified, and my own show, you know. And anytime there's a new show, I just push the button and bam, there it is. It just downloads it and plays it like anything else.
Really cool. I like this podcast thing. I wish the president
fun.
Had been on my podcast like he was on that guy's podcast in the garage. That would have been good.
I wouldn't let the president on my show.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, I don't think he's show worthy to me.
I don't think there's a lot of people that think he is. So,
I mean, yeah.
Hey,
let's have some
fun. Let's talk about Donald Trump.
You have to understand, I don't have any idea if there's anything going on with him, because I don't have TV service at all. So if that's in the news, I'm about to hear about it.
Oh, so you didn't know what he said
time.
About the Mexican people.
I haven't heard a word about it.
He's running for president, and he basically said that Mexico sends us their worst immigrants, the robbers and the murderers and the rapists. You think he's going to get the Latino vote? Or?
Well,
he's really crazy.
Perhaps not.
He's really crazy, Donald.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to say he's from New York, my hometown. He's a crazy
man.
Yeah,
you know, it's a bunch of, like, I mean, you know, I didn't even, I just came into work one day and saw the flag was at half-mast, and then that's how I found out about all the, you know, the stuff that went on at that church. And of course,
you didn't know?
Honestly, if it's got to be big enough that everybody's talking about it, or else we don't hear a word about it. I mean, and even when I heard about it, it was a week or week. I'd see all this stuff, all this sudden attention about the rebel flag and all this crap. And I'm just like, oh man, what's got them so excited about this again? All of a sudden. And then, you know, 'cause I see it on Facebook, but I don't read it. I mean, if it's very rare that I'm going to see anything on Facebook that's going to warrant my attention to the level that I'm going to click on it. I mean, unless I know the person that did it or, you know, like if it was, you know, your show, Eric's show, or, you know, just something that, you know, from one of my friends. But, you know, all the stuff I see about the rebel flag and this and that and the other, and I didn't really realize until like a couple of weeks into it that, oh, I didn't realize that had anything to do with what happened at that church. You know, I didn't know it was a black church. I didn't know it was, I didn't know any of that stuff. And, you know, I got to tell you, my life is no more abundant now having, you know, knowing that than it was before I knew it. This doesn't serve as entertainment for me that regard.
It's sad. It's very sad stuff. It really is. I mean, that was, you know. And I just have to say this because I think this is important. You know, everybody's up in arms about guns and, you know, all that stuff. And I have to tell you, the guy that shot up that church, he was mentally ill. So, you know, let's talk about mental illness and, you know, not guns as much. Because, you know, it's not the guns that kill, it's the people that kill. And most of the killings that have gone on in the past 4 or 5 years or 20 years, however long you want to take it, these people are, they're mentally ill. So I just had to say that because I just think there's...
I get that.
Yeah. There's too much emphasis being put on guns, not enough emphasis. And as a therapist, I can say this, not enough emphasis in this country being put on mental health, you know. And I'm not speaking about ADHD at this point. I'm talking about severe, severe, severe mental health that, you know, people don't have money. They can't get to the psychiatrist or a therapist. And it's very upsetting. It's very upsetting. So.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel terrible about, you know, what happened, but it's, you know, me knowing about it, doesn't really have, it's, you know, I saw somebody on Facebook, they had like a picture of the like the rebel flag going down and then, you know, the gay flag going up,
right.
Which was kind of a neat little, thing. And I saw a picture of the White House like lit up in rainbows. Was that a real thing, or did somebody Photoshop that?
No, somebody. What is this thing now that everybody's putting rainbows over their faces?
Because the Supreme Court allowed, and I only know this because I specifically asked one of my friends who had the rainbow over their profile pic.
Oh, is that what this is about?
It's for the Supreme Court in the whole gay marriage thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't understand what that was about. So,
yeah,
I thought it was just another Facebook.
I never had an opinion really one way or the other about that. Anyway, I mean, hey, fantastic that they can do that now. I don't have any issue with it, obviously, but I never really. I just don't know why people want to get so involved in other people's lives.
So you live in the South, right?
Yeah.
So just tell me something, because I'm very interested in this. Since I grew up, I was a Yankee. I lived in New York.
Right.
And now, you know, live in California. What is the deal with the Confederate flag? Because that war, I think, ended in 1865. Or what's going on with that?
A bunch of uneducated hillbilly types with no teeth, or a bunch of scholars who read too many books, I guess, and are just their hobby is being interested in and honoring their heritage, and that's their little hobby. The thing about this whole thing with the flag is that no one gives a shit about the flag. No one. It's just a whole we don't like to see it because of this, and it's like, well, we love it because you don't want us to have it. And it's, you know, it's just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, these assholes in their truck that I saw a guy driving around one time had two rebel flags, I mean, actual flags, you know, flopping in the breeze behind his big old pickup truck. Now, I'm sure if I went and asked that guy, what can you tell me about that flag other than its design? I'm sure he could probably tell me nothing about anything to do with that era or this. I mean, it's just a redneck bunch of bullshit. It doesn't mean anything. You're right. It was, you know, almost 200 years ago, and I don't really believe they give a shit about it. I think it's just the matter of they don't want to be told that. It's wrong and honest, but you know, in regard to the whole thing, I just don't think anybody ever said it better than George Carlin, and that's that. You know, flags are symbols.
Well, he's dead,
flags
but he
are
was my
symbols,
favorite.
And I leave symbols to the symbol-minded. you know. And
he's the best.
It's yeah, and it's just ridiculous, the whole thing. I mean, look, I mean, they're right to their. I mean, they wouldn't give a damn about that flag if no one else did. If no one ever said a word about the flag, they wouldn't care about it either. It would never even
come up.
It wouldn't even occur to them to say anything about it. It's just ridiculous.
You know,
I mean, except for maybe the one guy with no teeth or shoes that he owns, that may have his family tree in his family Bible traced all the way back to, you know, those guys. I mean, you know, maybe that guy gets a pass, but everybody else, stupid redneck sons of bitches.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to ask you because you grew up in the South too, so.
Yeah.
I thought
I
was missing something.
And, you know, I'll tell you about, I mean, and look, I don't mean to, well, I do. I mean, it's not that, I guess people in the up north or others maybe think that people in the South are a bunch of racists, and that may be true to a degree. Not necessarily, not like it once was for certain.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I can remember growing up as a kid, you know, I mean, I remember it being really bad. You know, I mean, I can remember getting, I went to the Navy, and it was just all different there. And it wasn't, you know, everybody was Navy blue, but it wasn't even, it never even occurred to me that a guy was black or that he wasn't, you know. It's,
right.
And then I remember when I came home on leave after having been in for a year, you know, I hear him, you know, using a certain word, and it's like it just sounded so awful, you know, because I had been away from that for so long, you know, living out in California and living in Hawaii. And then when I came back to Atlanta, I mean, I was just like, wow, you know, I just couldn't believe, you know, what some of the people, what I would hear this person or that person say. And it's like, that is really something, you know, it never. I was always deaf to it because I guess I grew up in it. But, you know, it was really strange coming back and hearing that.
And I guess, you know, I'm wondering, too, like, I think we're in 2015, if I'm correct. And why are we still doing this stuff? I don't get it. You know, I mean, I grew up in New York and, you know, grew up around prejudiced individuals. I wasn't. And my boys were never raised that way, and I guess I just don't get that this is still happening and going on, you know?
Yeah. I would imagine in California or even maybe Southern California, you know, I mean, you know, when I was there, I mean, I would hear certain things, but it was all, but being on the military base, you know, it just wasn't, you know, I mean, I get, some of the people that come out here from California, you know, they talk about the Mexicans, you know,
and
I, you know, but I mean, where I was on base, you know, cause I never, I mean, I lived in San Diego for almost a year, with my boot camp and school. And I think I left the base like 3 or 4 times maybe in a year.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't care to, I mean, I think I went to the zoo one time, after boot camp.
Yeah, it's a great zoo.
And I went and saw Iron Maiden concert one time.
Oh.
And I went and saw Ozzy Osbourne one time. And I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 other times, but that was it. Other than that, I just, you know, stayed on base, did you know, whatever.
Wow.
So I never really got any of that out there either, but it was all just always with military people. So it was just,
no, there's a lot,
you know,
of that
different
out here. I'm not saying there isn't any, because there is. There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I don't understand it. Because I keep saying, wait, what year is this? What are we doing? This is crazy. It's just crazy. And I get what prejudice is. You know, prejudice is fear. And I get that people still have a lot of fear about certain things, whatever color you are, you know. But I think it has to stop. I mean, I know it has to stop. It's not good.
It probably never will. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's sad, but it probably won't. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's more prevalent today than it was a few years ago, it seems. I mean, just the more people talk about it or complain about it, I think if people didn't complain about it so much, it would maybe just go away, the talk at least. But
yeah, but
I don't
all
know.
The police
I mean,
shootings and all that, you know,
It seemed like it was every other day I was hearing about stuff, and of course all my news comes from Facebook pretty much, but
yeah,
seems like, is that the same one, or is that a different one, or is, man, is this another one? You
know,
I know. It's just really crazy. So I don't really watch it. I just see the whatever the video still is on it. I'm like, oh, okay, there goes another one. And I just keep scrolling down, you know, looking for somebody who had something nice to say about me. So, yeah, if the post isn't about me, I tend to lose interest.
I understand that. I totally get it. Oh my God, Tom, you're so funny. Oh, okay. So this has been a pretty good show so far, given that we haven't had any agenda.
Yeah.
It's been going pretty well. We have a half an hour.
Damn it. No, I'm just kidding.
It's been pretty quiet, too. The phones haven't rung, so.
That's all right. This will just be our show. This is a private show.
Private
show.
No,
I put it on my page a little while ago, and I don't know. Somebody will listen to it.
Well, I'm sure
someday.
They will, because my son dragged it around to all different Facebook pages. So.
How's that going with him doing your
good.
Your? I mean. Good.
He's on top
good
of
deal.
Everything. He's the best person, I'm telling you. He's just on top of doing what he needs to do. Doing a good job.
That's awesome.
He's a very quick learner, so. He's like, I told him the first time he posted on Blog Talk, I said, you know, the woman's willing to walk you through it. He said, Mom, I don't need anybody to walk me through this. Just tell me what you want done and I'll take care of it. I said, okay, there you go. And he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an aptitude for a lot of these internet service sites that I just sort of figure out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to think of this, how to do this one thing, and I don't even really need to be able to do it. I just got so obsessed with trying to figure it out, and I realized that I didn't need to be able to do this. But I just had to keep going to get it figured out. It didn't.
And what was it?
I don't remember. It's had all the time. All the time.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I just see something. I'm like, I wonder how they do that. And I have no need to do it. You know, just something with an image or video or audio file. I mean, whatever it might be. Or some way to make it where I can, you know, do this thing. And I don't have any need of it. I don't know. I just get obsessed with figuring out how to do something. And then I figure it out. And it's like, okay. And then I don't ever do it. Ever.
It's an ego thing. I know. You just have
to.
You have to want to learn how to figure something out. Okay. All right. So, Steve, I walked in the other room because we have little kids in the pool, because we live in an apartment complex who scream bloody
murder.
You
do this show on. You do this show on your iPhone?
No, I'm doing it on the telephone. We have a landline. In our house.
Oh, you have a landline. Okay.
Yeah, see, my cell phone doesn't work in the house. Even though Verizon swears to God that, you know, it should, it doesn't.
And you have, like, crappy internet service?
No. The internet service is good because we have Fios, and that's really good. But,
Oh.
The
I thought you were telling me it was slow or something, so that's why you didn't ever do any Skyping or anything with your show or whatever.
Oh, that Skype. The Skype doesn't work right here. For some reason, the Skype and the cell phones do not work properly. In fact, when I Skype with clients around the country, I usually have to Skype down at my office because I can't do it here. It keeps breaking in and out. That's
why
I didn't use it.
I've never seen you should give Zoom a try. Because that's really, I've never seen an issue with that. I've had issues with Skype, but not Zoom.
So Zoom is the one that you use with Eric, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking that might work better, too, because I've got a number of people that want to be a part of my group. And
yeah.
I'm Skyping with one person, and if I use Zoom, I can bring in a number of people.
Oh, yeah. Anybody could do it. You know, it's just a free app. and it when you click the like when you get invited, it prompts you to load up all the software and everything, and it just takes a second. I think I don't know if they have anything to do with Facebook or Twitter, but I know on Facebook it'll automatically load it up for you. So you know you get somebody just sends you, and it's not like you call them like on Skype. You send them an invite, and then they can join the meeting.
Oh, that's really
yeah.
great. I'm gonna look into it. I wrote it down, so I'm gonna look into it when we finish. Listen, so Steve wrote something down for me to ask. He says, ask him how it is to live without TV and radio, or radio.
Well, you know, I watch Netflix though. I mean, it's I guess.
See, that's what he was. That was his next question.
Yeah, I watch, but that's Netflix and Amazon Prime sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's so much. See, if there's a show that comes on ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox, I will just categorically not watch it. I won't give it a shot. I won't entertain it. I won't. And it's not that I boycott those networks. It's just easier to avoid it altogether than to sift through all the programming and separate what is good from the horse shit. And there's just not enough good. It's all reality garbage and crap, and I just don't
yeah.
care about it, any of it. And even these people keep telling me to watch Hannibal because it's this great show.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But
no.
But I'm going to see the show, and all I'm going to see is a watered-down version of what it could be if it was on a good network like FX or A&E or AMC, you know, like Breaking Bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If Breaking Bad wouldn't have been near as good a show if it was on ABC or CBS. It just wouldn't have. Neither would the Sons of Anarchy, you know, wouldn't have been nothing on those networks. It just would have – I mean, I was watching a while back, they were doing a rerun of the Shield on – I think it was a Spike TV during the day or something, and they bleeped out and edited out all this stuff, and I'm just like, that's just stupid. Why would they even bother, you know, taking that out of there? So it's just nonsense. But, like, the Netflix, you know, the original Netflix series they do, a lot of those are really good. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I love watching the Borgias and
mm-hmm.
the Tudors. And,
we
and,
love that
you know,
show.
Whatever happened
to that
Borgias?
Show? It never came back.
What?
The Borgias.
I know, they did. Well, there's a Netflix version and there's a Showtime version, and they're both on Netflix now.
Did it come back?
Jeremy Irons was... Okay, there's another one with a different guy as Pope, and you've seen him in stuff before. And there's some things I like better about one and some things I like better about the other. So, I mean, I like them both. So I watch those. But, you know, not having TV, it's like I don't ever have to worry about what night it is or what comes on when or any of that. And I know with a DVR that would take care of it for me. But, you know, we got rid of TV a couple years ago. And I remember Yvonne actually wrote a blog post on my blog about it. And, you know, I haven't heard, you know, and since then, you know, she's gotten a full-time job. You know, we did it mainly because it was so expensive. I mean, we're spending like $200 a month for Charter
yeah.
cable, you know,
yeah.
with the internet and everything. And so finally we just got rid of the boxes and everything, and it's done. And honestly, I don't think I'd ever want to go back, you know.
Yeah.
Yvonne, you know, she was missing like American Idol for a while. But, you know, like YouTube has so many, you know, YouTube always will hit the highlights and people will put that up there. And Ellen DeGeneres, she loves Ellen DeGeneres, and I like Ellen okay, too, you know, but I never cared to watch the show, but, you know, every now and then Yvonne will watch that on YouTube, and it's just been pretty good. So, you know, not having any TV and the radio, hell with the radio. I would never listen to the radio.
Right.
There's just no reason to anymore. I don't know, I mean, iPods and, you know, it has all your music on it, and, you know, only thing I care about listening to people talk about is what, you know, a handful of people like, you know, you and Eric and Jenny and me and Yvonne, and they're all on my iPod. So, you know, I actually have a cassette tape deck in my truck. That's how old it is. And
wow.
It's got a little wire sticking out of this fake cassette tape, and I just put that in there, and then I plug it into my iPod, and I can just, you know, listen to a podcast on the way home.
Yeah, that's great. See, I don't drive that long to work. It's like the most is 7 minutes, so I don't even bother. I listen to AM talk radio. But listen, Steve wants to know something. On the board is what came first, the Showtime or the Netflix?
I think it was the Showtime.
Okay. We have to look that up then.
Yeah,
it
was the
Showtime. We
have
to find Showtime
one. Yeah. Yeah, the Netflix one, there's only, I don't know, I think that other than Jeremy Irons, there's no real known actors that are in that. And I think it's the same way with the other one. It's just the, I mean, I've seen the guy who plays the Pope, and I've seen him in a lot of different stuff, but I mean, nothing I could name off the top of my head. I think this is probably his biggest, the biggest role he's had.
Is Jeremy in the Netflix one, Jeremy Irons, or no?
No, he's in the Showtime version.
Okay. Because that never came back. I mean, after the last season,
it
never came back.
Yeah, it did three seasons, and it didn't come back. And I would have liked to have seen another season of that. That would have been good.
Right. Yeah. I would too. I'm sorry, but what I did find out the other day that I thought you'd be interested in, since we were talking about 24 one time,
right,
is that the producer and the director, well, the producers and the director and the writers are saying that a new 24 will be out in 2016, where they're going to have a new guy take the place of Jack, but that Jack and his little girl there, whatever her name was, I forgot, they're going to make cameos. But then, if you read on, you'll hear Jack say, nah, I don't want any part of this. So, I don't know what's going to happen. But
yeah,
I don't think
it's
going to be the same without him.
You know, it's not going to be the same without
No.
Kiefer Sutherland. I mean, it just isn't going to be. I mean, he what an amazing character he was in Jack Bauer. I mean, you really... There's just no way anybody... I don't think people will connect with anybody else.
No.
It's just, you know, it's just like when a band replaces their singer, they're going to go...
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like two bands I can think of that made it past the replacement of their lead singer that went on to do anything major, and it's just going to be, you know, just more shit churned out by the networks, I think, and I don't care anything about it. I mean, if Kiefer Sutherland, even if he was in it, I'd probably watch it, but I wouldn't watch it until it was available on Netflix. I wouldn't go week to week worrying about it, you know.
I mean,
I've got 8 episodes on my hard drive, and I can watch them whenever I want to. So, you know, and I'm sure I will burn through another 24 marathon at some point. But, you know, I'm stuck in this Borgia Tudors triangle of Netflix, and because there's nothing else that seems to be coming on that, you know. Orange is the New Black. We watched that.
Did you watch the new season yet?
We watched the third season. That was actually pretty good.
Was it good? Okay, we'll have to take that. We'll have to watch that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I just want to know, Steve asked me to ask you, do you watch Ray Donovan?
No, but I think
it's
I
really
watched...
Good.
That's not on Netflix, though, is it?
No, it's on Showtime. I don't know if Netflix picked it up. I have no idea, but it's on Showtime and it's starting again.
I get emails from them when new stuff happens, and I do have a separate folder for Netflix, so it'll automatically go in the Netflix. So I always check the Netflix to see what's coming on, since that's like the only, you know, real TV that I watch. So I haven't seen anything come through, and it probably would have. It seems like maybe Amazon Prime has it or something.
They might. Because
yeah, maybe I should. I kind of forgot about
that. This is the third
season.
Show. You would absolutely love it. This is the third season. Because if you like 24, trust me when I tell you, you will love Ray Donovan. He will be your new hero.
Yeah, he kind of solves problems for
you
know, rich
people
that commit
right
crimes
out here
and
in
don't
LA.
Want to pay for them.
It's great. It's really a great show. Yeah. So
yeah,
it's starting next Sunday.
Okay, cool.
The third season, yeah. So we have Showtime, but that's it. We don't have anything else. We can't.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw one or two episodes of it, and it wasn't I mean, I'm sure it gets better, but it's kind of a good thing because right now I'm at a place where I have a. There's really nothing on Netflix that is of particular interest to me. Not that that's usually a problem, because when it is, I just burn through it so quick. You know, I mean, I'll 8, 9, 10 episodes in a day, and it's like, you know, a couple days and it's over. But, you know, if it's got any kind of rewatch value to it, I may just go over and over and just, you know, like an insane person just staring at the stupid same TV shows day after day after day. But the gaming situation right now, I've gotten where I beat all my Assassin's Creed games, and there's this other zombie game that I'm playing, Dead Rising 3, and it's getting kind of repetitious, so I could kind of take it or leave it, and it is, so that kind of lack of interest in regard to my Xbox and Netflix currently, you know, is allowing me to get a lot of things done for this group, you know,
that's
that I'm
good.
In, so, yeah. So hopefully by the time the group ends, you know, Netflix will be just flushed with fine quality programming for me to, you know, live out the days of my life watching. So we'll
go
see.
Back to it. Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's great. It's great that you got this time that you're dedicated. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's
it's
very important.
And Yvonne, Yvonne hates it that. You know, if I, like when I go into Netflix, it'll say recently watched, you know. So anything she watches, I see what she's watched, right? And, like, I'm there. I'll see what Yvonne's been watching. Okay, Grey's Anatomy, which has 1 star. But anyway, she's been watching some show called Scandal. And... Oh, wow, she's back to watching West Wing again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's great.
She loves documentaries, and we watched a documentary about the boxers called Champs.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good, you know. It was interesting to hear Mike Tyson talk. You know, he's not the guy I remember him. To be.
No.
You know, he's actually really calmed down and okay about things, it seems like.
Wow.
It was kind of refreshing to hear, you know, him talk now.
Wow. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Netflix
had
a lot
of things that I didn't remember because I don't really care. I mean, why people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to go sit and then wait for a fight that lasts 90 seconds. I'll never understand, but...
Oh, my God, I know.
I don't get it.
No, I don't either. And, oh, my God, the money that people paid to go to Vegas last time. I don't know. I can't relate to that because I would never have that kind of money. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I see White Collar is now in season 6. I was into that show for a while.
Now, what is the name of that?
White Collar. It's just about a thief. Deals paintings.
Oh, was it good?
I enjoyed it, but they just kind of lost my interest by the end of the 4th season, so I'm like, that'll do. But The Wolf of Wall Street was a pretty good movie, if you haven't seen that.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, yeah.
That was a really cool movie.
Yeah. In fact, it was on the other night. We were watching a little bit of it before something else came on, and I said to Steve, we got to watch this again, because we went to the movie theater to see it, and was a little uncomfortable because I had my youngest son sitting next to me watching the thing. I didn't know it was going to be. Oh, my God, okay. I mean, he's 24, but I'm like, yeah, you don't want to see this with your son. You know, those girl scenes.
Yeah, awkward.
Yeah, it was very awkward, yeah. But, hey, who knew, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, no, that's a good movie. Have you seen True Detective?
I did not like... Oh, wait. True. Is that the one with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, now that was last year. There's a new one this year. Yeah, you didn't like
that?
Yeah,
I did not like that. A friend of mine loaned me the DVD, and I ripped it off the DVD and watched it on my computer. I didn't like it.
Whoa.
I just didn't like it.
To me, that was one of the, and it's okay to agree to disagree. To me, that was one of the best acting I think I've ever seen between the two of them. And it's interesting because is a lot. It's very mixed reviews, but there's a lot of deep stuff in that show. Very deep.
No, there was. Very. And look, my wife loved it. Brett loved it. I didn't.
Yeah.
And normally I'm pretty easy to please on, you know, TV shows. You know, for the most part. I mean, usually Yvonne and I probably could have watched, you know, stuff with Yvonne, but generally we, you know. I just think everything she wants to watch is bullshit, so I can't really watch it. But now with movies, it's a little different. You know, she'll, you know, every now and then I'll make, you know, I'll compromise, and she'll, you know, so we'll finally, you know, or some, and but a lot of them, you know, we're like, yeah, let's watch that. But
yeah,
you know, she enjoyed it, and I didn't watch it with her. I would have watched it with her, but I don't even think, you know, it's funny. I didn't watch the last episode. I just didn't even. I just
Whoa,
didn't bother.
That was powerful.
No, I just didn't care. I mean, you know, that's,
yeah.
It's like these movies, sometimes I'm like in a movie and I'm not having a good time and I'm watching the movie and I'll just pause it and I'll ask myself, I'll actually stop the movie and ask myself, do I really give a damn how this thing ends? And if I don't, I just move on. I just
good
cut bait and go to the next one or whatever. And I think the disc the guy loaned me had like, I don't know, it was like 10 episodes in the season or however many it
was. There's eight, yeah.
Yeah, there was eight. Then it was 3, 3, and 2. Okay, so it was like three episodes, and then 2. So I watched like the first 3 episodes, and I guess I put the other disc in and or started watching, but I got it to the, I'm just like, you know what, I don't even want to put that other disc in. Hell with this. I'm just going to box this son of a bitch up and bring it back to Jared tomorrow, so... So that's what I did. And it wasn't that it was a bad show. I just wasn't really interested. Maybe it was the
time
I watched it.
No, I understand. And there have been very mixed reviews. Now, the new True Detective is very, very different. I happen to love Colin Farrell. I think he's a great actor. Vince Vaughn, you have to see him in this because he plays a straight, you know, he's not funny. And it's interesting, but we lost, they gave us a 30-day trial of HBO, so it was
mm-hmm.
gone June 30th, so we're going to have to get it on demand if we want to see it. But, yeah, I mean, I thought the other one was really good, but there have been a lot of mixed reviews on it. So it's very interesting how people, you know, see things differently.
Mm.
I like that. It's what makes the world go round.
Yep.
Different strokes for different folks.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we got, let's see, 8 minutes left.
Let's just
so
put it
what
to
else
bed.
Can we conquer in 8 minutes?
Huh? Yeah, well, hey, for those of you that stuck around for this long, he goes, we're about to make it all worth it.
Yes. The last 8 minutes are going to bring it home.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so funny. We covered a lot of very good topics here.
Yeah,
we covered
did.
Your productivity, your podcast. We talked about the book a little bit, and then my book a little bit, and then we talked about racism
and we didn't
in the country.
Talk about your
Look,
special project that
yes.
I am going to be the first to hear about whenever it happens.
That's
so.
Right. That's right. Yep. Yep, and racism. We talked about racism.
Yeah, we did. The both
flags.
We
talked about,
I mean,
Netflix,
boy,
and we hit it all.
We should have called the show, you know, The Whole World in 90 Minutes.
Oh, we also talked about the president, Donald Trump. I mean, you know, look.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I think Donald Trump's a little ADHD myself.
Today's show had something
so
for
impulsive.
Everybody.
Yes, something for everybody. That's maybe what we could have called the show.
I don't think we really talked about ADHD, though.
No. Who needs to?
Did we even say it? Did we even say ADHD?
I don't think we did.
All right.
The only thing we did was talk about Eric's, you know, productive meeting that you have once a week or twice a week. Three times a week.
Well, who do you got lined up for upcoming shows?
Well,
got
I got
Eric
Trivers. That's coming on. And then I've got Catherine Tyndale. She is on Facebook as well and does a lot with essential oils.
Okay.
I talked to her directly, and she's had a lot of positive effects with her kids and herself, so I'm interested in hearing about that. She also sent me a big book that she wants me to read. I'll get through that. I've got another woman who works with special needs children, and her own child has special needs, and she does a lot to help people who need to navigate that world. She's going to be on in August. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I should find, like you just suggested, I should find a financial person. I'm also going to be doing some more shows on mindfulness and meditation and, you know, get back to that kind of stuff too as well. So we got some stuff coming. It's going to be fun.
Right on. Right on.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
I think
I'm
lost him.
No.
Oh, he's not talking.
I'm here. Hey, somebody else called in. I'm here.
Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
He is not on the line.
I'm on the line.
Okay. Okay. Wait, maybe you should, because his is on red on mine.
I'm here.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Can you hear him?
I can't hear him, no.
I am here.
Tom?
Yes.
No. Yeah, let me have your phone. Okay. I don't know what happened, but I lost you. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, now I can hear him.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Hey, who's that? Looks like we got a call.
Oh, yeah, who's on the phone, Steve?
I have no idea.
No, but Tom wanted to know who it was.
I can't find out.
Oh, hang on. You want to find
no,
out?
No.
He can't find out because I'm using his phone now.
Okay.
For some reason, the other phone isn't working, so I don't know.
Well, whoever you are on hold, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. 224 number. Do you know anybody? I don't know.
No, don't worry about it, okay? Just continue with
okay,
the
yeah,
I'm
not. Okay. Well, see?
Right.
Look, the last 8 minutes, I told you it would be fun and exciting.
Fun and exciting.
I don't know why I lost you. Maybe something's wrong with my phone, but.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Disappeared.
Oh, Eric is on hold.
Oh, Eric's on hold. Eric.
Oh, is that it? Okay, hold on. Yeah, there, go.
Hi, oh. Eric.
Hey, what's going on?
You got a minute and 30 seconds.
Between the two of you guys, I tell you.
This is so funny. This has never happened. I just lost him. I didn't know where he was.
And I was able to hear him the whole time. You were saying hello, and I could hear him saying hello.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Hey, Eric, I'm looking forward to having you on.
I am looking forward to it, too.
Yeah, I promise I won't lose you.
Well, if you do, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but, you know, it's part of the technology of life, I guess.
And I think I'm hearing you on, like, a major echo, which is, you know.
Hey, Yvonne. Oh, hey, Yvonne's on the phone.
Hey, Yvonne.
Damn it. Where were you guys an hour ago? We were dying.
Yeah, well, you got 40 seconds, and you're going.
I thought I would pop in. I want to call the Justine Rotolo show, but I can't because you're on the phone.
Well, you're on.
Hey, hi, Yvonne.
Hey, how are you, Justine?
Good, how are you?
Hey,
I'm
Yvonne,
great.
It's Eric Tivers.
Hey, Eric, how are
you're
you?
You're going to end in 24
good.
Seconds.
My husband's in the background saying, you got 24 seconds. You got 15 seconds. Okay. Hey, listen, thanks for calling in, Eric.
Yeah,
sorry
thanks,
we didn't get more time to spend with you.
Bye.
We'll do it next week.
Yes, 2 weeks. 2 weeks on the 19th.
Okay, I have to look on my calendar. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Hey, Tom, thanks for a great show. Hello?
I think you lost me again.
Tom?
Hello?
Is Tom there?
He's gone.
He's gone. He's okay, gone. Everybody's gone. Okay, well, I hope everybody...
It's over. You're done. Oh, fuck. I don't... Because you talked over it. No, you talked. It didn't go because you were still recording. Okay. I don't know what happened with this phone because all of a sudden it started working. Could you hear me talking to you on here? I don't know what the fuck...